Today's show, just filled to the brim.
I'm exhausted with all the stuff we have to do.
We've just gotten started, Wendy. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Look who's sitting right over there. It's our friend Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Do you
Hi,
like
Curtie.
TV? Because Kurt Wagner does, too, and he's got a whole website to talk about it. Hi, Kurt.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
You, too.
This is an exciting time of year in television terms because of what they call the upfronts.
Right.
And explain for people who are not in the business what
like
the upfronts
me,
are.
In the biz.
Like Wendy.
The upfronts are when the networks woo advertisers or try to woo advertisers in New York, and they put on a big show, like a big live presentation showing off their new fall and next season shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they do little clips. They have the actors come. They have after parties. And they talk about how great they are, the network, and how good they've done this year. And
mm-hmm.
It's a huge sales pitch to try to get advertisers to come to their network and present their shows in a way that will make the advertisers say, ooh, I want to be advertising on that show.
Is there an advantage? They do them at about the same time. Is there an advantage?
It's all, let's call it upfronts week. Yeah.
So is there an advantage to that or a disadvantage? Why do they do
it? Because all the advertisers are there.
They're there.
Everybody's in New York at the same time.
And now that the writer's strike was settled, we're going to have new shows.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
they dodged that bullet.
Although, can I ask you a TV question? And I'm just curious because I have a friend who wrote for Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. The show was doing very well ratings-wise, but all of a sudden it has not been renewed. Now there's a big petition to get it back on. What's up with that?
Well, you know, they also have like a press breakfast or a press call. All the networks do to talk, you know, to ask, answer questions. And that question was brought up to the Channing Dungey is her, the ABC president of entertainment. And she said, you know, you just have to weigh the entire schedule against, you know, what's going on, because they asked if it was because of Tim Allen's conservative views.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it had nothing to do with that. But, you know, she could say anything she wants. Who knows?
Yeah.
But she said, you know, when you weigh the schedule and you see what we have and what we're about, then that's how you decide.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had a few cancellations that she was sad about.
But that usually a show that's doing well in the ratings doesn't get chopped. I'm just a little concerned.
Right. Well, there were a couple this year. NBC got rid of Timeless.
And then
flipped.
Went back in time.
Went back in time and changed
their
minds.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
And within a day. They canceled it, and then the next day they go, you know what?
Only kidding.
Right. You believe this?
You know, and they were immediately going to shop that around, the producers of that. And then I guess NBC decided, oh, well, maybe.
So other networks could pick up a show if it's doing well?
Yeah.
That happens.
If it's a production company that isn't, like if CBS Studios is doing a CBS show, then it's a little less likely.
Oh, right.
But if a CBS Studios show is on ABC and ABC cancels it, it's possible that they could shop it around. That's happened a lot. That's why
community switch networks.
That's why a lot of times things end up on Netflix and
taxi
Hulu.
Switch networks years ago.
Did it really?
Yeah. From NBC to ABC.
Yeah. So it can happen. I mean, I always feel that it's a little less likely. It's more likely now with the streaming services, but I always try not to get people's hopes up.
But then there's shows like Arrested Development that starts out on a network and then it goes away for a while. And then when it comes back, it goes to a different service. We've seen that Twin Peaks is doing that right now with Showtime.
Right. And Arrested Development, they just announced this week, is going to do another season on Netflix. So
that's a pretty great show.
Yeah. And Twin Peaks starts in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
Oh, this weekend.
Is it this
Sunday, I think.
Yeah, because we're having a special presentation about it on the stream today with Jim Toronto, who's the number one Twin Peaks fan of all time.
I will wrestle him for that spot.
Are you a bigger Twin Peaks fan than he is?
Yeah, I watched every episode, and that's if you need to catch up, that's all available on Netflix. You can catch up and watch them.
Yeah.
It's a damn good cup of coffee.
That's what they say. That's what they're saying.
a weird cup of coffee.
You noticed that this year with the shows that we're going to be seeing throughout the season, that there are kind of three prominent trends.
Right. And one of them is new. It's kind of new. The other two aren't really that new, but it just sort of is reinvigorating. The big new thing is military dramas. NBC has the show called The Brave. CBS has a show called SEAL Team, and CW has a show called Valor. And there was a fourth one on Fox. They didn't pick it up, but they're still trying to develop it for maybe picking it up another time. But they all sort of follow that same idea that USA had success with the show called Shooter.
Yeah, right.
which was based on the movie.
Yeah.
And then History had the show called Six, which was about a team of SEALs. I think they were SEALs. And sort of their one of their men gets kidnapped in Africa, and they have to go try to rescue him. And they're doing another season of that. They had a successful run of that in the spring, and they're doing another one.
Why not, though? I mean, think of all, there are so many soldier movies.
Right,
and
right.
I mean, and it's a good time. You know, it's these three networks one feel a little bit, you know, hip, hip, hooray, like rah, 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 go USA. Although the CW one, there's a mystery involved that the military did something a little shady.
Oh.
So you know, they each had their own little thing, but they're all somewhat similar.
Has Rat Patrol been picked up?
No, it hasn't.
Back? It will not be back on?
No, it hasn't.
Right. Although,
but these are all contemporary shows. And then Cinemax is bringing back their show Strike Back, which was one of my big favorites.
Oh, yeah.
That ended like 3 years ago. And now the same team is bringing it back, but with a different set of actors. It's sort of the same special ops unit,
yeah,
but it's a different...
But all new cast.
But they're all different in the ops unit.
All right, so that's one of the trends that Kurt has noticed for the shows that will be coming on this season, military dramas. He'll tell you what the next two are next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder, along with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, it's WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. He's got a great website called TVShowPatrol.com. If you want to keep up to date on what's going on television, TVShowPatrol.com is the website for you. So, Kurt, you noticed there are three trends with the fall shows, the new shows that we'll all be seeing this year. One of them is military dramas. What's the next subset?
Well, nostalgia.
Yeah.
And this has been sort of been going on for a while, and we've talked a lot about this stuff. And there's sort of three levels of this. They're bringing back Will and Grace, all the same cast, all the same creators and
for
writers.
What they say is a limited run,
yeah,
like 12 episodes.
12.
Yeah,
I think this one's 12.
But if this is big, they're not going to stop at 12. Why?
Well,
would
you
they?
Know, it's like when they brought the X-Files back, and then now they're going to do another round of that. So yeah, I would say that, you know, if it does well, maybe they will come back again. And then Roseanne is coming back to ABC.
I'm going to be back on TV. I'm grabbing my crotch right now and stuff.
Only during the national anthem.
Right.
Have you heard the seen / heard the promos for the new Roseanne?
No,
it's
scared.
It's just a black screen and her laughing, and it's very effective.
I
very
loved funny. That show more than anything.
It's very
I really
well done.
Did. I just, I you know... Half of me wants to see it again because I liked it so much, but half of me thinks I'm going to be very disappointed because you can't top what they have already done.
Right.
Your thoughts?
I can't wait. If it's the same creative team, if it's the same cast, and I guess there was one holdout, right? Is it, I mean, they had...
One of the Beckys?
Yeah, they had...
No, both Beckys will be on there now.
Seriously?
Oh, they will.
And Sarah Chalk is going to play a different character, but the original... She was not the original Becky.
No, right. Lacey Goranson.
Yeah. The original Becky will play Becky again.
I turned him
on. That was very
for
impressive.
First time ever.
I didn't think you would get the name, but you pull off Lacey Goranson. That was excellent.
So they got everybody, I think, who's still
Michael
around.
Fishman.
Yeah.
Young DJ, although now young DJ's 30.
Oh my God!
Right,
we're
right.
old.
Well, it was funny at their upfront presentation. I watched the simulcast. They do a simulcast thing, and they basically pushed them out on a sofa. and it was very weird and you know, total Roseanne Live style, you know, very unscripted and awkward. But
I still remember an episode where she's got an exchange with DJ, Roseanne does, and she's arguing with him, and she goes, "You know what you're talking about, Spock?" Because he had that kind of haircut, like Mr. Spock from Star Trek. And I went, it's so beautiful that a mom would rip on her own kid and make fun of his haircut. Very, very funny. Yeah. Good. Boy, we hope it's good. Oh,
and
would
Becky's,
that be nice?
Husband on the show died.
Yeah,
so
guy played Mark.
Yeah, and I feel really bad because, like, everybody's coming back.
Well,
Johnny Galecki
cannot
is?
Come back.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It didn't. Their mom, her mom did too. The woman who played Estelle Parsons, I think.
Yeah, she's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Oh,
so anyway,
great.
Those two.
Lori Metcalf, is she back?
Yeah,
she's back.
In fact, she was on stage with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they'll be back, and you know that sort of follows Twin Peaks coming back this weekend apparently,
and
with the same cast.
Did you see the same thing I saw yesterday, where the cast of Who's the Boss is saying we want in on this too? We want to put a show on. So they're talking to everybody from Who's the Boss about also coming back and doing a reunion, limited run.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like it's the thing. Yeah. Gilmore Girls, Arrested Development, Fuller House,
Prison Break,
Prison Break,
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, but
that's been around.
That's
for
like
a couple
another
years.
Another category, I would say, which is
reboots.
Different cast.
Yeah. That was a good reboot.
Yeah.
You know, with just a with basically the name is the only thing. Different cast, different characters, you know? Like, CW this fall is doing Dynasty. A new Dynasty with the same characters.
But different people playing them.
But a different cast. And, of course, they tweak the story. They're not in Colorado. They're in Atlanta. And, you know, there's just different things about it. PBS is doing Prime Suspect with a prequel to Prime Suspect, which I'm looking forward to. I actually saw the first episode. It's really good. So there's a bunch sort of in that area.
And nostalgia. And what's the third
CBS
trend?
CBS has SWAT this fall.
Oh, really?
And Star Trek Discovery, which is also new cast, different new characters.
Yeah.
Sasha from The Walking Dead will be on the new Star Trek series, correct?
Yeah, Sonequa Martin-Green. She's the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And they released a trailer, which you can watch on my website, which really has me excited again after all the delays in productions that they've had and everything.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Michelle Yeoh's in it, and just a bunch of people. It's really cool. So the third thing is more superheroes. When does it end? Marvel's Inhumans at ABC, Black Lightning at CW, The Gifted at Fox, Marvel's New Warriors, and Marvel's Cloak and Dagger on Freeform.
Titans. You know what's interesting to me? Because I love comic book stuff, but they really are going with like C and D level superheroes at this point. Like Black Lightning is so far in the background in terms of superheroes. It could still be a hit, but it's funny. In the old days, they would only go with big names, Superman, Spider-Man, Captain America. But now they're going with third and fourth tier guys.
And I think maybe it's to put a twist.
Oh,
you
maybe.
Know, that they feel they're more free to, to create this new... This new vision.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, but it sounds good, right? So those are the three trends that I saw. And I didn't see a lot.
We have some good news for Wendy. There's a show that both she and I liked that looked like it was all but dead in the water, and it's been renewed, and that's The Exorcist over on Fox.
Yes.
Ooh.
I was surprised.
Coming back.
I was so surprised by that because it had been so long since it was on.
Yeah.
And there just wasn't any talk of it, and then boom.
I binge watched that because of you, and it really was good.
Yeah, it's intense.
Do we know if it's the same cast from last year? Or
yeah.
Are they,
well, I
it will
think
be?
So. Yeah. I saw some of them say, yay, we're back. So at least some of them are back.
We had on the actor who played Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He played the father on The Exorcist. And when he came in, he said, yeah, it looks like we're done. Meaning the show will either be over, or if it is renewed, it'll be a whole new cast next year.
I doubt they'd change the cast.
I hope not. It was a good storyline.
Yeah, well, it depends on, you know, how far they... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, and then speaking of reboots, something to watch for this week.
Yeah.
If you were a fan of the Dirty Dancing movie back in the 80s.
Yeah.
ABC has remade Dirty Dancing as a movie for television that will air this Wednesday. And I can't recommend it unless you want to... laugh.
Oh, no, really?
It sounds like
because they not
be
only dance, but they sing.
Yeah. But
it's not a full-on musical, but when they start singing, every time they start singing, I started laughing.
Oh.
Because it was so cheesy.
Sign.
It was so cheesy.
That's Kurt Wagner. Nobody puts Kurt Wagner in a corner.
That's right.
His website is tvshowpatrol.com. Kurt, thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
All right.
That's Kurt. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's going on in the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.